B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's time now for Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Why should we give any type of props to the Boston Celtics? They don't need no damn applause. What did they do besides avoiding a sweep in Game 4 and finally winning the Game 5 at home, which they have been horrible at home and have blew multiple Game 5s this postseason against the Hawks and against the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, when I look at the Celtics right now, Derrick White is making shots. Jason Tatum consistently, back-to-back games, finally looked like the best player on the floor. But do I have them coming back to winning this series? Hell no. And basically listening to Jimmy Butler, he basically guaranteed the win last night. Here's the thing. I believe that Gabe Vincent will be back. I don't know this. I'm just speculating. And he changes the dynamic of their team completely.
Kendrick Perkins on First Take this morning.
That's no fun.
Wanting to give the Celtics no credit for what they've done to this point.
He's crazy.
What am I applauding them for? Why am I applauding fish swimming, as he put it?
Because they've won a couple of good games.
And trail 3-2.
You ever see a dead fish? They just float? The fish swimming? You plod that fish. It's still moving around, man.
Here's why there's at least something positive to take out of where the Celtics are. I mean, obviously, there's a lot to take positive out of the way they've played these last couple of games, but in the bigger picture, they've already beaten the odds to some degree in terms of where they've ended up in forcing a Game 6 in this series. There have been, as we covered the other day, and I tried to cover and I failed miserably at doing the math, but we got the math all figured out. There have been 150 previous teams that have trailed 0-3 in a playoff series in the NBA. The Celtics are the 151st team to be in that spot in a series. Only 14 teams prior to this Celtics team, make it now 15 teams, have even made it to Game 6. I screwed it up again. 15 teams now, including this one, have at least made it to Game 6. Because as we covered the other day, 92 of those teams were swept in 4 games. Another 44 lost it in 5. Only 14 teams had made it to at least Game 6.
Okay.
And they're now the 15th. And that's 10% of the teams who have been in their spot. 1 in 10 teams do what they've done.
I mean, the deck is stacked against you. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, this team is dead in the water. Down 3. And Park says, I don't know what we're supposed to give them credit for. They bounce back. They bounce back in 2 games.
11 previous teams have lost in 6 games, and only 3 made it to a 7th game. So if they win Game 6, they will be the 4th team ever to even force the Game 7. Not a single one of those previous teams was able to pull it off. At least you can point to the fact that the Celtics, and you knew this going in, are the much more talented team.
Yeah.
They've got far more talent than their opponent. And I will continue to believe that the only undoing of this Celtics team will be themselves.
I think they said that, too. They believe that.
Yeah.
Like, we stop ourselves.
It's the right thing to believe.
Yeah, they're right.
It might sound cocky. It might come off the wrong way.
Cocky.
To the Miami Heat, but it's the truth.
We kill ourselves when we don't play right. We stink. They do. Like, they look bad when they don't play together. You don't play defense and you stand around. You don't rebound.
Is there anything about last night's game when the Celtics push it to 18, 19, 21 that you think, man, they should open this up and push it to 28 or 30 here? and then they can't, and then it gets a little too close, and it's a 14 or a 12-point lead, and you say, oh, there were a couple of times where Hardy was tightening up last night going, I don't like this.
I hate that. Like,
I don't like this. Why are they
changing the luck with the hat? He's flipping it backwards.
Why are they letting these guys get within 12 or 13 points? What are they doing?
I hate that 9-8-point deficit.
They only won by 13 last night, which just doesn't indicate the ass-kicking the Celtics put on them.
It's dominant.
Watch that game. You felt like
that
they won by
13 30. Point win. They should have won by 30.
Yeah, I don't think you come away from that game and say, oh my God, they should have gone. They should have won by. No, you're happy with the game. You're happy the way they played.
And that's on them. That's on the Celtics. That's not the Heat.
They played together
back in any meaningful way to get back in that thing. So, I don't know. A little bit of a concern there. They've already blown one late lead in this series. They could just as easily be up 3-2 as they are down 3-2 right now. Just go back to last weekend, last Friday night, a week ago today, blowing a lead in the fourth quarter.
It was horrific. I mean, but that ain't them no more. I'm telling you, they found something. You said it, like they found something against Philadelphia. They found something the last couple nights. That was a dominant win last night.
It didn't last when they found themselves against Philadelphia.
Okay, well, we'll worry about that against the Nuggets.
They lost two at home.
We'll worry about that against Denver. Let's make some history first. It'll be fun. And as we've already discussed, it'll feel so much better to make history this way, even if they go on to lose, than the way the Bruins made history and then lost in the first round. This is a fun history. This is something that'll be remembered.
Yep.
Talked about.
Let's go to Tarek in Boston. Go ahead.
Man, so much to unpack here. Jeepers creepers. But let me just start with Clark's comment. I
haven't heard that in a long
time.
It's
easy with the language.
You don't hear a lot of jeepers creepers anymore.
Yeah.
You should really, we should work on bringing that back.
But first off, Perk knows he was part of the team with the worst winning percentage for a playoff run at NBA champion in the history of the league, right? The worst winning percentage for a playoff run. Okay. He knows that was the team he keeps putting in his backpack and pulling out like it's a shiny trophy, right? So he's got to stop. He lost to an Atlanta Hawks. I mean, he went 7 to an Atlanta Hawks team just like we did that was far inferior to Paul Pierce, KG, and Ray Allen and the squad that they had. So you've been in this boat, Perk. You should help us paddle because you know this current. You've been in this water. So stop. He needs to be quiet for a minute because that was his career. Secondly, it is Brad's fiduciary responsibility to give Jaylen Brown every single dime because the last time we got cute, it wasn't our fault. It was Kyrie Irving's fault. But when he decided to leave because we had trades that acquired guys of a certain level and a certain contract, it hard caps us if we lose guys. So it is the responsibility of him as GM, whether or not we're going to keep Jaylen Brown long-term, whether or not he wants to be here long-term, you have to offer him everything on the table that he can get. Because if you decide to flip him, how are you going to move him if we don't have if we're hard-capped? You can't move anybody. You can't get anybody to replace Jaylen Brown. Not that you're going to find anybody anyway. All the guys that you would replace him with are home watching just like we are. So, you know, like everybody's like, oh, we got to break it up. For who? Booker? He's at home.
Where'd you get those it's an interesting point you make about Perkins. Also, the other thing that I think defines Perkins' career, at least in my mind, is the fact that after he left, the Celtics kind of disintegrated. That was when that team crumbled a little bit and they weren't able to. And I wouldn't.
Shouldn't have traded him and they shouldn't have tried to rely on Shaq.
Right. And then when Shaq went down, you had to, you know, get an aging Rasheed Wallace
most
in.
Predictable thing ever.
To try and, you know, get you over the hump. And damn if they didn't come close. But those are the two things that define, you know, Kendrick Perkins' time in my mind and my memory, you know, in terms of the championship runs in Boston, you know. It's a good call. A lot to unpack from that call.
Yeah. No, a lot happening there.
I like the
Jeepers Creepers.
I know. He knows the river they're in. He should pick up a paddle. That's right. Carry some water and oar some water for the team. It's not in Perk's interest, apparently. It is not. He's not. very obvious he's not getting paid by the Celtics.
I just don't understand trying to put down Kendrick Perkins in some way. Kendrick Perkins has won. Kendrick Perkins has a ring. Or putting down him for what again? The winning percentage of a team who won a title? What? That we're doing?
Well, he's just taking a shot at him because they didn't give him props for winning two in a row.
Okay.
That's all.
Perk sounds like a parent who doesn't want to praise a kid for cleaning up his room.
You're supposed to do.
After the Board of Health has already knocked a notice on your door.
And condemned the home.
Hey, we are going to put a CDC tarp over this entire house if that room doesn't get cleaned. Okay, I'll clean it up. He doesn't want to give him credit for it.
All kinds of remediation going on here. Derek in Rhode Island. Derek.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey. Happy Friday.
You too.
Hey, just want to touch on.
You too.
To touch on like this whole.
Woo!
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Want to touch on this whole this series here because there's no question
Which
the
series?
Boston
Which
Celtics.
One?
Oh, Celtics.
What, the Angels and the Red Sox?
Yeah, well, there's really not much to watch right now because the Red Sox are starting to slide. But anyway, back to the Celtics here. There's no question this team's identity for the past couple of years is boom or bust. Like, they're their own worst enemy, but then when they show up, they're almost impossible to beat. And what it takes with this team is they need pressure in order to show up. It feels like it just clicks a switch with their mental game. But anyway, with this series, I think a big swinging point to get them motivated is the fact that no other team has done this before. No other team has came down from 0-3. And going into game four, they had nothing to lose, and they were going off a pipe dream because everybody in history was writing them out, right? And now you won two. You're halfway there. Now that pressure is starting to shift a little bit. Now Miami's probably feeling the heat, if you know what I mean there. They're probably thinking like, oh, their confidence is back. This isn't good. So you're going to get the best Miami Heat team you're going to see probably tomorrow night.
I would agree. I think you're going to get the best of the Heat tomorrow. Will it be enough? Remains to be seen.
Also,
But I don't think the Heat are lacking confidence or all of a sudden feeling pressure or they're going to crack or anything like that. I don't.
And I do feel in this particular series against this particular team, the Celtics have been their own worst enemy. But don't take it back too far. Last year in the finals, did the Celtics beat themselves, or did the Golden State Warriors go out and win another championship?
Oh, they went out and they won another title.
Yeah, so let's not say, you know, for years now this team has been so. No.
Celtics couldn't put them away.
No, you played the Golden State Warriors and you played Steph Curry and you had to deal with Draymond, you had to deal with Klay Thompson, and they won. Don't take credit away from Golden State and what they did last year.
Yeah, and the only way I put when Tatum says, "Oh, the pressure's on them now." Which I disagree with is the pressure's on the Celtics. You lose, you're going home.
Yeah, here's what
the Heat have two games to beat.
Yeah, but not only that, here's what Miami's not going to lose sight of. Miami, you're going into the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. You don't have home court advantage in this series. You're going up against a team that's far more talented than you. You'll be at home game six with a chance to close them out.
Oh,
we'll take that. No problem.
6-1 at home, right? In the playoffs this year?
And that's what they're thinking. Great. We'll be at home game six with a chance to close them out. I like our chances.
They had a chance to close them out at home in game four.
It's our only loss at home.
What did I just say? What the thing they're not going to lose sight of going into to remind themselves that they're still in a good spot. I know that they had a chance to close them out in game four. I'm aware of that.
I don't know. Sounds like maybe they should have remembered that then.
It's a Finish Strong Friday presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, the company that finishes every job strong. Today, Ryan and his team at 128 want to thank all the amazing veterans working for 128 and across New England for their service to our country. And for those who made the ultimate sacrifice, we salute you. Wishing everyone a long, strong, and safe Memorial Day weekend. Go to call128.com. More on Celtics coming up with your calls on this Finish Strong Friday next here on Zolak and Bertrand, presented by BetMGM, the king of sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think that's a thing.
inside the Sports Hub.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up.
617-779-0985. Gosh, oh, let's jump back into your calls with Margaret in Florence. Great to hear from you, Margaret. What's going on? She's not there.
Yeah.
Hold on. We might have an issue there. Are we good? Margaret?
Hello?
No go. How about Michelle in South Carolina? Oh, she's there in a big way. Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, guys. How was the game?
It was great for a lot of reasons.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Can she not hear us?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. So I give Missoula credit for last night. Mm. I don't give him credit for the defense whatsoever. That's the team. I liked how, I think he might have had something to say about Smart's facilitation because it was really good.
Yeah.
He didn't rush anything. He came up with the ball good. White had a fantastic game, and I like Grant being in the game. His defense was phenomenal last night. He didn't score a lot of points, 6 points, but him being on the court helps with the fast, them going up fast. With Vincent coming in tonight, I don't think it makes a whole difference because he scores 15 points or whatever, but he's not good at the arc. Heidi, I'm going to kill you.
I didn't hang up on you, number one. Number two, the reason why you got put on the clock, I'm guessing, is because of the slow start to the phone call.
Oh, it was all over the place.
Yeah, so yeah. that kind of was
reading the game log a little bit. And just,
yeah.
A little Ted Sarandis type thing.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Is Margaret there again? Margaret?
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hi.
I just want to tell you that Western Mass is all about the Celtics. People are going crazy here.
So do you live in Milford?
How do you gauge that exactly to know that all of Western Mass is hot on the
because
seas.
I know a lot of people. I grew up in Western Mass. I'm here.
Yeah. Okay.
And a little boy.
Did you grow up in Hopkinton?
A man now,
she's
but a little boy.
From...
I gave. You... Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey. How do you like them Celtics?
Margaret was calling from Florence, so.
Oh,
Florence.
My bad.
You threw out six different town names. I had no idea what you were doing there.
Well, because Western Mass, we had the joke of it's Milford. Like, that's where Western Mass starts. Remember we did this a year ago? You don't remember that?
And that was about Central Mass. It wasn't about Western.
No. Everything got included. Central Mass,
okay.
Western Mass.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Well, she was calling from Florence.
I like that song, I Don't Want to Work. It's like the whole sales team today. It's great. Lights are out in the building.
You are consumed by that.
I can't believe it.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. You can't believe that people aren't here on a beautiful Friday of Memorial Day weekend? Are you a child? Is
oh,
this
no.
your first?
Oh no,
this
no!
Your first
oh,
day working
there,
here.
There's four guarantees that I would have. Like, you know, like
okay.
Dwight,
no, I mean, how
we
long
have four Dwight Schrutes that don't miss.
How long have we been doing this show together? 8-9 years now,
something like that.
Yeah.
Today's a little unprecedented.
Every single one of these Fridays before a long weekend, Zoe is entirely consumed with the fact that no one else is here working.
I feel like I'm missing out.
On what?
Whatever they're doing. I don't know. Winship's on his boat up in Maine, probably.
What would you be doing right now?
Probably nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Sitting on a couch.
Right.
And watching you guys.
Yeah. Right. You're sitting
on a chair. Show.
You're sitting on a chair watching us now.
Yeah.
Not that much different.
That's a good point. It will be at 3, though. Gridlock hits.
Well, you should probably try and get out of here right at 2 then.
Want to go at 1:30?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard, but Hardy and I are leaving at 1:30 today because we're going to a concert tonight.
That's fine. You guys can do that. We'll do that. Me and Tyler, we'll talk Red Sox.
We're going to see the Foo Fighters at Boston Calling.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, every bit as big as Taylor Swift at the Garden.
What time will they go on, Foo Fighters?
9-ish?
8:40.
Yeah. Is that, like, official?
Yeah.
Like, right at 8:40, or?
It's a very well-run festival.
All right, so maybe you guys should leave it like 1:45.
Perfect weather for it. My God, you can have more perfect weather
right.
for that festival.
And it's not 10 minutes from our house. I mean, we've got, you know, a pretty
long distances to travel.
And once we get there, then you got to, you know, figure out how you're getting there.
No parking lots there.
No parking lots.
A lot of walking.
A lot of walking. So
Uber.
We should probably leave. I'm thinking like 1:15-ish.
I'm thinking 5 minutes from now would probably be best.
Right?
What if it was the T-Bone Tyler show for the last hour?
Well, you don't have a concert to go to tonight.
No, I don't.
You can stay.
Right. Correct. I'll stay and help out.
Just bring her in the barn, you know?
Yeah. There it is.
No. The show will continue until 2, but Zoe's probably going to do the last half hour or so.
No, we'll do it until 2.
Dan's in Plymouth. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Listen, I got a question about that technical that Tatum got last night.
Yeah.
I don't know why he got it. I was wondering, Milken was there so close. Did he hear anything?
Yeah, Milliken. What do you have
on
the technical on Tatum last night?
I didn't have a chance to gather anything. I was too starstruck.
You got no intel.
He was eating at the time.
Had a lot of Sour Patch Kids to go through.
He was looking at his mentions.
Can I talk about the Tatum gets called for it, which is such a borderline bogus tech. Like, give me a break.
Was he called for it? He had to have been called for that. I heard somebody say this when he got called for arguing afterward, and like, what would he be arguing if he wasn't called for the tech on the rim?
And so people were pissed that Jimmy Butler then didn't get called for it. And as I said right away, I said they're not calling it on Butler because he's avoiding injury. Is what he's doing. So if you are allowed to hang on the rim if you are avoiding injury to yourself, but it really applies to another player on the floor.
Yeah.
If there's another player behind you, underneath you, you can continue to hang on the rim. And that's why Butler didn't get called, because he didn't know where guys were.
What game was that? Was that early in the Miami series, or was it the end of the Philly series when Tatum hung on the rim for about 5 seconds and there wasn't a person in the restricted area at all? He should have got teed up big time. He hung on the rim and he just hung there and like, oh my God, get off the rim. There was nobody under him. There wasn't contact. I think it was Philly. I think it was against Philly.
The Tatum one last night, it was probably a half a second too long. I thought there was one, possibly two, Adebayo, I think, where it could have been called last night. And there was no danger. There was no reason for it. It was one of those marginal calls. Don't do it. However, he's caught up in the moment, making a statement early on in that game. Whatever.
Force.
All ended up working out, but I didn't love the call when it happened.
I hate those calls. What are we calling guys for hanging on the rim for? Yeah. Can we just make sure that it has to be like really over the top obnoxious to make that call?
Who's that disrupting?
It's a stupid call. No one should be getting called for that unless it's something that's totally obnoxious.
Well, it's like
and Tatum's was not that.
It starts to amount to almost like delay a game type of thing, you know, which is what they will do too. They will call that delay a game if you do anything with the basketball that they deem unnecessary on a change of possession after a bucket. So,
hey, you know who we bumped into last night and said hello to very quickly? Was the one and only Aztec Gino.
That's right.
Aztec Gino.
Zo Beetle, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome. What's going on?
No, doing good. So listen, I just want to say something quickly, and it's about those Miami fans. After being so boisterous for game 1 and 2 last night, after that huge win, they were completely dormant and quiet. And the thing is, now they're reeling, because now the momentum has swung back to the Celtics. Are we going to win game 6 tomorrow? We're going to win game 7 We're taking it Celtics in 7, 98.5, the Sports Hub, number one.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Headlines now. We're back with more on this Finish Strong Friday.
How do I follow that?
I'm not sure, but that should get you feeling good going into this long weekend. We'll get back to more of your calls coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're back with more Zolak and Bertrand on the Sports Hub.
We're having a largely positive day here on the program. Zoe would like to dial that back a notch.
Yeah, we're going to.
Just a bit. Just a wrench little into bit it. When we get to this or that coming up in about 10 minutes.
Going to get real dark.
Going to get real dark and real grim around here. Mm. Jeff in Nashua is on the line. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, boys. Tatum's technical. He was bitching that he had been pushed in the back and then made a waving in disgust gesture towards the ref, Mark Davis, which got the T. Now, humbly, I know I'm one of the best sports talk callers in the world.
Right.
I keep hearing how great Jaylen Brown was in the finals last year. I think that's revisionist history. He started out great, but after Draymond draped his leg over Jaylen, Jaylen lost his composure. The series was over.
I think a lot of that comes from talking about Tatum's performance in the finals versus Brown's performance in the finals. I think that's where that started. And you could very well be right. Yeah. Go back, check the timeline. You know, look at the game reports. Blah, 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 blah. But it seems to me that was my assessment of it. There was a lot of people's assessment of it that, well, Tatum maybe not as good in the playoffs, especially in the finals. Brown had a better time of it, at least in the series with Golden State. Is that fair?
Yeah, totally fair. I'm confused about the leg drag.
I don't.
That's the disrespect thing where I gotta drag my leg over. It's like, now you really did it to me.
Yes. Beetle, do you need help with something over there?
Yeah, I'm just watching it back, and Jeff's right.
He is.
And they didn't call it for the rim.
Tatum does it a lot. He waves. When he doesn't like call, he just waves when he's walking away.
Yep. Because the play continues and the Miami Heat inbound the ball.
Yeah.
And it is then that Tatum is now near the 3-point line heading back up the court when the whistle gets blown.
Okay. So.
Yeah, it was for complaining. He waved at the ref and then he turned around and he started complaining because he got pushed from behind as he made the dunk.
And you show the ref up.
But I think that's.
So he got teed up for complaining, not for the rim.
Right. And that's why you.
Tell you what, there were plenty of people in that arena last night that thought it was for the rim.
Well, not only that, but it also helps to explain why it wasn't called a couple other times in the same game. It wasn't for anybody underneath. I think they let that go. The hanging on the rim thing for the technical, that doesn't get called that much. There are plenty of guys hanging on the rim when they're in no danger whatsoever, and they don't get called for it. So, and Tatum wasn't called for it either, as it turns out. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know what he's... So Kevin Love, pushes him in the back while he's making the dunk. I think that's what he was pissed about. So that's what it was. He got mad at the ref. He waved off the ref and then started yapping at him, and he got teed up. Good. That makes me feel better about it. In a weird way. I'm glad that's what it was and not the other thing. Dave in Providence for Hardy. What do you got, Dave?
What's up, boys? I'll also be at the show tonight. Not sure if you guys have ever seen Foo live, but they're phenomenal.
I have.
And just wanted to give you my top three. songs that I'm looking forward to tonight, so I want to see how it compared to your list. So I have All My Life, Hero, and number one has got to be Everlong.
Wow, that's... Those have you ever thought about writing a listicle for 98.5thesportshub.com, Dave? We might have a job for you. Well, a job in the sense that you can do it, but you won't receive any compensation. Deep touch
right there.
If it follows... yeah, I mean, it's... You expect to see Everlong. Would you say it's you know, you're looking forward to it, though?
Like, yeah, why wouldn't I?
That's like saying, like, for I'm going to John Cougar and it hurts so good. That's what I'm looking forward to. Based on the set list from New Hampshire the other night.
Which I have not looked at. Was it good?
Yeah, it's excellent.
Do they do any cover songs? Like he does at some concerts? Like he'll do a Metallica
song? I don't know if we're going to get Drops of Jupiter. I have no idea.
No. But like he brought a kid up, like this crank Metallica one day.
I don't see any. Oh, yeah. Maybe? No. I don't think so.
Oh, no. Wheel.
Not in the set list. Everlong will be the very last song of the night, which I will not see.
Hope Gorman's not there.
Yeah, I hope Gorman's not there trying to rat us out.
I don't feel like I've seen Foo Fighters a lot. Well, I don't feel like I need to stick around to the very end to see Everlong again. You know, if there's a chance, and I'm not alone.
My problem
solo
with them is I've seen them in such bad venues for sound that I'm really looking forward to it being where it is tonight. Seen them at the Garden. I've seen them at Fenway. I'd like to see this. Sound will be so much better.
Just want to see a couple of, like, I would just guessing highlights. The Pretenders, song 7, the other night in New Hampshire. If they follow this set list, and I have no.
Do you think they're going to play? How many songs will they play? What are they limited time wise tonight?
21 songs in New Hampshire.
That was like just their show. This is a festival, so sometimes they shorten up those set lists.
Well, it's a pretty early start though.
Okay.
Maybe with these shortened songs.
I don't think so. They tend to lengthen them, if anything. My Hero, look forward to this. It starts as a Dave Grohl solo, and then the full band goes into it. So that'd be pretty cool.
Last night you told me they opened with Rescued.
Yep.
For the first time.
New song.
Oh. New song. You heard that song? Is that Windows?
Monkey Wrench. Monkey Wrench is always a great one.
Monkey Wrench is a good one.
Monkey Wrench! Play Monkey Wrench!
Play the hits.
I've had Monkey Wrench and Best of You stuck in my head all week.
Best of You.
I don't know why.
Best of You, third to last song of the night.
Oh.
You'll be there for it, Beatle.
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
All right.
That's like leaving 3 minutes left in the game. Okay. Equivalent.
Okay. Zoe, you would appreciate that they're a band that plays the hits.
I love that.
They play the hits.
Yeah, I like Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters is one of those bands where you will remember songs as they were playing them and like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Oh, yeah, I forget about this one.
Coming up next, let's bring the mood down a little bit and get to this or that.
Yep.
Zoe has a this or that he has presented this week. And is it the right day for it? Maybe not.
I think it's the right day.
But you know what? Zoe's adamant. And when Zoe's adamant, we got to
You could
relent.
Argue that Memorial Day weekend is the perfect day for
it. Don't do that.
What?
It's a part of life.
It's a part of life.
It's a day it needs to be addressed.
All right. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's so trash.
It's time for more.
Not feeling good about it.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's another kick in the nuts.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for this or that. here on Zolak and Bertrand, presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Zoe has it today. Take it away.
So I have a Facebook listener, or Facebook follower, or friend. Mark Matheson sent me this the other day. He said, guys, love the show. Love the new segment, this or that. I think I may have a this or that for you. So, oh, I said, I'm going to read this one. Since mine are always so bad. Has to do with death. You either know how you die or when you die, and you have to choose one or the other. The manner of death or the date of death.
Okay.
Give me the date. I want the date. I want to get my affairs in line.
Oh, well, you're
right. I don't know, like
jumping right in with your answer.
I'm jumping right in with my answer. I don't know, like, oh, two bullets in the side of your head. No, don't want to know that. Shark attack, none of that. Bear. Maybe I hit a moose and the moose fought back.
Here's part of the problem. If you are to be told how you die, are you allowed to try and prevent it? Like, oh, you're going to die in a plane crash. Well, then I'll never get in a plane again.
Exactly.
Right? Is that something you do? And I just don't know that that's how this works. Like, the fate is what it is. This will happen. You cannot change what's going to happen.
Right. You're going to get it. You're going to get
it. It's happening no matter what.
Struck by lightning on the golf course.
You're not like allowed to change specific. It. You're then, not allowed to change that. Well, you're not allowed to not go golfing.
Right. Well, then I'll only golf when it's sunny. You know?
Right. And then you will get struck by lightning on a crystal clear sunny day because that is how you're dying. It's set in stone. We have to assume that it's set in stone.
Right. Right.
How specific is the description of the manner of death?
Very descriptive.
It's very descriptive.
A page
has to be
typed.
Yeah.
Double space, 12 point font.
So Millikan's would be your
it's not
phone.
Like it's not like old age.
Your phone would right. catch on fire and ignite. You would die by a fire in your house because of your over-tweeting of Red Sox videos.
I would say for Millikan, it's like, would he be told that he would choke to death or would he choke on Sour Patch Kids?
He would know that it was Sour Patch Kids.
Well, then he'd just stop eating Sour Patch Kids.
Well, this is the thing, though. It's set in stone. There's no way out of it. You can't prevent the death. The death is happening. That's like saying that we're going to tell you the day you die. Well, I'm going to stay in my house and not do anything that day. Well, you're going to die no matter what.
The death segments are usually the best ones.
If you can't prevent it, then I don't care.
Yeah. That's why I go with date.
Yeah.
Because what good is it to know how you're going to die? You're going to die. What does it matter? What do you care how you go?
I don't want to,
right? There's no info in how you go if you can't prevent it.
Then if the
at least with a date, you can do the things that Zoe's talking about. You can say, I can honestly live like it's my last thing on earth because guess what?
I'm going
it
out.
It is.
I'm going out.
And you could say, I got to get my things in line, my affair, whatever it is you want to do.
Yep.
And it could
you're
also
know.
It could also be really fun doing things that you're afraid of doing because you're afraid you're gonna die, but it's like, oh no, I know I'm not dying today
jumping out of the airplane, so I'm good. Or that's not how it's happening.
Any number of things, you know?
I could go swim with sharks because I know I'm not gonna die by a shark.
That's exactly
but
right.
You could have your leg chomped off and
what if they tell you
you could suffer serious injury.
What if they tell you decapitation?
Loss of limbs.
Like, you're going to die because of decapitation somehow. Like
that would be terrible, but guess what? You're not going to remember it because you're going to be dead.
Jeff and Nashua said, would you rather know how you're going to die or have a Blackstone grill?
He won't be put on a five-second clock.
Would you? Okay, so answer that one.
Okay, so you
can either know how you're going to die or you can have an awesome Blackstone grill delivered to your house all set up, ready to go.
I'd go B.
You go to the Blackstone Grill.
Yeah, Bob Bronson.
Bronson this morning was talking it up in big ways.
Onions, peppers, veggie burgers. He was doing chicken.
Oh, Beatles, my God, chicken?
Beatles over there taking notes.
Yeah, I was like,
you could cook a chicken on that?
That was why I was asking him some of his tips and tricks about the Blackstone.
Yep.
Ready to get mine fired up this weekend.
I was all set to say manner of death, but I think you guys have convinced me otherwise. I think it's give me the date. Give me the date.
And let's live. Give me the death date and let's start living.
Get busy living.
Some of the best.
Because I know when I'm dying.
Some of the best segments on radio about death are good. Like when Hardy goes on Toucher and Rich and you do that. What's the segment you do with Fred's death?
Freddy's dead.
Freddy's dead.
Yeah.
It's freaking great radio. It's awesome.
Are we all going?
I'm going date
of death.
Yeah, as soon as Zoe mentioned this to me, I'm like, oh, you got to know the day because what's the point in knowing how? You're going to die. What does it matter? You're going to die. You're going to die. So, it doesn't really matter how it happens in the end.
In your scenario, it's set in stone and you're still doing those things no matter what.
Yep.
So, like, if say it's a plane crash, like, it's not the next time you take the plane. You're not going to enjoy that plane ride.
Tell you what, though, that's going to be some nerve-wracking plane ride, huh?
Exactly. It could be your fourth plane.
Say it's 4 years from now.
I mean, it might be 20 more flights from now.
What if you were 150 on the highway?
What if you were? What if you were told that you were going to die while in the act of coitus?
What's coitus?
Making the beast with two backs. You know, relations.
Okay.
How's that going to impact your enjoyment of that activity?
It's going to be scary.
But do they tell you how you're going?
Are you...
Like what position you'll be in when it happens? No.
No, I mean, manner of death while doing that.
See, I feel like...
Well, I think it would have to be a heart attack. Yeah, how else...
Not necessarily.
We'll explain it to you.
You're going
to
buy...
Well, it's going to be a listicle.
Asphyxiation.
That's right. Okay. Yes, asphyxiation.
There's
someone's going to forget to cut a hole in the saran wrap.
I suppose you could hemorrhage.
Forgets the safe word.
I suppose.
I didn't hear orange.
Right.
Lemon drop.
Could be a burn victim if you've got the hot candle wax going.
Tyler, how do you feel you're going to die?
I think about it a lot because I'm scared to death. It's something that terrorizes me a little bit.
Okay.
But I think I'd also go along and pick date as well.
Okay.
Because then I could go on like the ultimate bender and
what would your charity. Ultimate bender be? Yeah, like seriously, what would your ultimate bender be?
Great question. I'd
you can't watch baseball.
I'd eat everything. Okay. Everything.
Eating is...
That's my dream. That's my drug.
That's your bender?
Wait, have you received this bad news lately then? Or what?
I don't want to talk about it.
It seems like that's what you've been doing.
Are you serious?
No, they didn't say what are you doing after the show. They said, what would you do if you found out you were going to die?
I mean, it sounds like 2 weekends ago you had received news that you were going to die the day you had Popeyes and French toast and Five Guys.
The Five Guys chaser.
Every Saturday I eat like it could be my last Saturday. Yes.
Oh, we got some calls on death. We got to get to these too.
Live like you were frying.
Get busy living or get busy frying.
You're going to choke on it. He thought it was a chicken finger, and it wasn't. It was actual bone in there, and he choked on the chicken.
There's worse ways to go. Via buffalo tender, that's a win.
Whew. How about dehydration from too much salt bread?
That feels more likely and
should
more painful.
Be a concern if it isn't already.
Yeah.
I taste salt sometimes.
Jesus. All right. Can we... Okay, let's get to headlines. 90 seconds. We'll come right back with the fourth and final.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.